Environmental Analysis, Chapter 10, Analyzing an Existing Christian Organization. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, explain what an analysis of a Christian organization includes, identify purposes for analyzing a Christian organization, analyze an existing Christian organization, use the results of your analysis to help the organization fulfill its unique purpose in God's plan. The key verse, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 2:29. Introduction. All true believers who are born again are part of the one true church, which is called the body of Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. John 3 describes this experience of being born again by the Spirit. This body of Christ, or church, has been organized in different ways throughout the world. There are many local churches, mission agencies, denominations, fellowships, and Christian service organizations. These various organizations have been developed to better fulfill the purposes of the church at a local level. In this lesson, you will learn how to analyze such Christian organizations. The purpose of analyzing an organization? It is God's plan that the church be the spiritual force to spread the gospel to the nations of the world, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, the gospel, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 3:9-11. The Bible indicates that the spiritual labor force to accomplish this mission is limited. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Matthew 9:37. If laborers are few, then they must be organized in the best way possible in order for the church to successfully fulfill its mission to the world. You analyze existing Christian organizations for these purposes. 1. To identify the purpose of the organization, its unique part in fulfilling the commission of the church to spread the gospel. 2. To determine the present effectiveness of the organization. How well is it currently fulfilling its purpose? How is it succeeding? How is it failing? 3. To formulate plans for the organization to more effectively fulfill its God-given purpose. If you are a member of the organization which you are analyzing, you will also determine your part in helping the organization achieve its purpose. What it includes. An analysis of an existing organization includes study of its purpose, plans, strengths, weaknesses, environment, resources, and programs. How to gather information. You can gather information for your analysis by prayer. Ask God to reveal what you need to know about the organization. Study any materials which the organization has in writing. For example, does it have a doctrinal statement, statement of purpose, written plans, membership requirements, regulations, constructions, bylaws, or history? Observation. Personally observe the organization. Watch its members and leaders as they engage in the work of the ministry to which they feel God has called them. Interview. Ask questions of the leaders and members of the organization. Organizational analysis. Here are some things to study when you analyze an organization. The purpose. Does the organization have a written statement of purpose? This is a written statement which explains the purpose of the organization. It is not a statement of what the organization believes. It is a statement of why they exist. What is their unique purpose for existing? Do members of the organization understand the purpose? To find out, ask several members of the organization, what is the purpose of this organization, church, etc.? Do members understand their part in fulfilling the purpose of the organization? Is the organization fulfilling its purpose? Is it actually accomplishing what it believes the Lord would have it to do? How does the purpose of the organization relate to God's purpose? You can read about God's purpose in Ephesians 1, verses 9 through 11, and Ephesians 3, verses 9 through 11. Plans. Does the organization have written plans? Do these plans relate to the purpose of the organization? Does each plan contribute towards achieving the purpose of the organization? Do the plans reflect what is to be done, by whom, and by when? Are the plans written so it is possible to tell if they are achieved? Does the organization hold planning meetings? Do they set aside time to pray and seek God for direction? Who makes the plans for the organization? Strengths. Analyze the strengths of the organization. What is it doing well? What is good about its present organizational structure? Weaknesses. Analyze the weaknesses of the organization. Where is it failing? Where does it need improvement? In what environment is the organization ministering? Does it minister to a specific people group, area, nation, or region of the world? Has the organization studied its environment? Has it analyzed the people, area, nation, or region to which it is ministering? What things about the environment may change in the next few years? What things may remain the same? Resources. Personnel, finances, and facilities are the three main resources of any organization. Personnel are the people of an organization. Ask these questions. Are the people of this organization actively using their spiritual gifts to achieve the work of the ministry? Does each person understand their part in God's plan? If they are holding an office in the organization, do they understand their duties and responsibilities? Is there good communication between the leaders and the people? Is there a need for more workers? If so, in what positions? Is there a good relationship between the people themselves and between the people and the leaders? If not, what are the existing problems? Is there a need for scriptural discipline or personal counseling to correct these problems? Do leaders in the organization conform to the biblical pattern of servant leaders? The Harvest Time International Institute course, Biblical Management Principles, discusses servant leadership in detail. Have the people in the organization received adequate training for the ministry they are attempting to do? How could they be better prepared? How are the people organized? Is there a plan for organizing them to accomplish God's purposes? If the laborers are few, then they should be organized in the best possible way to reap the harvest. Some organizations have membership requirements, standards to be met by people who want to join their ministry. If the organization has membership, i.e., church membership, are the requirements for membership biblical? Do present members live up to these standards? Finances. It takes money to do God's work. We are responsible for the stewardship of money as well as spiritual gifts. Ask these questions. Is there a written budget? A budget is a plan for how you will spend the money you receive. Such planning is biblical. See Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30. Does the organization follow this budget? How well is the organization using the funds which God entrusts to it? Are there areas of waste and surplus spending that could be corrected? How could the money be better used to achieve the purposes of the kingdom of God? Is there a monthly or annual financial report? A budget is a plan for how the money will be spent. It is made before spending the funds. A financial report shows how the money actually was spent. If the organization is located in a city, does it have a bank account? Is someone assigned and trained to handle the record of finances, prepare the budget, and do financial reports? Does the organization meet all government requirements concerning finances? For example, annual reports to government, taxes, etc. Is the organization violating any biblical principles in the area of finances? What percentage of the budget goes to evangelism, the actual spreading of the gospel? What are the sources of income to this organization? Are there new sources that can be developed? what are the debts that need to be eliminated. Facilities is an organization including buildings and equipment which are used for the work of the ministry. Ask these questions. What are the present building facilities used by or belonging to this organization? Are they adequate for the programs of the organization? How can the present facilities be improved? What new facilities are needed in the future for the organization to adequately fulfill its ministry? If there are government standards for buildings to do the present facilities, do they meet the standards? What things need to be corrected? For example, fire regulations, entrances and exits, emergency equipment, etc. Make a list of the equipment which belongs to the organization. This list is called an inventory. Does some of the equipment need repair or replacement? What new equipment is needed to better fulfill their part in God's plan? Where applicable, does the organization have insurance to cover replacement costs of building and equipment? Where applicable, what are the costs of heating, cooling, and providing electricity for the facility? Where applicable, is there adequate space for parking cars? Programs. Programs are projects in which an organization engages to accomplish its purposes. Which current programs of the ministry contribute to the unique purpose of the organization? Which do not? Which programs contribute to God's purpose of spreading the gospel to all nations? Which do not? Which current programs need to be reorganized to be more effective? What needs to be done? Which current programs need to be eliminated? What new programs should be considered which might help the organization better achieve its purpose? Are there any programs in which the organization is engaged which are contrary to scriptural principles? Are there programs which contribute to the spiritual growth of members of the organization? Miscellaneous items. Does the organization have a doctrinal statement? This is a written statement of what the organization believes with biblical references to support each statement of belief. What other problems not previously identified by this analysis need correction? How well does this organization cooperate with other Christian organizations? Are there problems? If so, what are they? If you are a member of the organization you are studying, what is your position in the organization? Are you using your spiritual gifts? What are you doing to help the organization achieve its God-given purpose? Apply the results of your analysis. You must apply the results of your analysis in order for it to be effective. Here is how to do this. Purpose. If there is no written statement as to why the organization exists, how will you know whether or not it achieves its purpose? Work with leaders of the organization to write a statement of purpose. Make sure the statement of purpose reflects God's purpose of reaching all nations with the gospel, bringing all things together in Christ. To help you write a statement of purpose, first review chapter 11 of this course and then obtain the Harvest International Institute course entitled Management by Objectives. When you have a written statement of purpose, be sure every member of the church or organization understands the purpose. Explain the unique mission of the organization and the role of each member in accomplishing the purpose. If the organization already has a statement of purpose, plan how it can better fulfill the purpose to which God has called it. Strengths. And now analyze the list of strengths which you identified. How can these best be used to fulfill God's purposes for this organization? How can the strengths be used to reach the world with the gospel? Strengths that are not used weaken and decay. Weaknesses. Analyze the list of weaknesses which you identified. How can God work in these weaknesses to demonstrate his power? What biblical principles might be applied to these weaknesses? Environment. If the organization has not analyzed its environment, do an analysis of the people, area, nation, or region to which it is ministering. You must know who you are ministering to if you are to reach them. Use your analysis of things that may change and what will remain the same in the environment during the next 5 years to make plans. For example, if a big housing project is scheduled to be built near a certain church, this would be a change in the environment in which they minister. Plans should be made to deal with such changes for the purpose of spreading the gospel. Resources: The Harvest Time International Institute course, Management by Objectives, will help you organize and plan in the following areas. Personnel: Make a plan to get the people of this organization actively using their spiritual gifts for the work of the ministry. If the people do not understand their part in the total plan or the duties and responsibilities, this must be corrected. Make a plan of organization. If there is poor communication between the leaders and the people, make plans for improving communication. If there is a need for more workers in the organization, begin to recruit and train workers for these ministries. If there is a poor relationship between the people themselves and or the people and the leaders, deal with the problems which you identified. How can you correct these problems? Do principles of scriptural discipline given in Matthew 18 need to be applied? How can personal counseling be used to help correct these problems? If the leaders of the organization do not conform to the biblical pattern of servant leaders, the Harvest Time International Institute course, Biblical Management Principles, will help in this area. If people in the organization have not received adequate training for the ministry they are attempting, start a training program. Ask yourself, who needs to be better trained? In what do they need training? Start a training program to meet these needs. If there are membership requirements for this organization and they are not biblical, rewrite them. Finances. If there is no written budget, prepare one. If the organization is not following its budget as written, then rewrite the budget to more effectively reflect how funds are actually being spent. Eliminate areas of waste or excess spending which you identified. Do a monthly and an annual financial report to summarize how funds are actually spent. If the organization is in a city, start a banking account and ask the bank to help you set up proper systems of accounting for the funds of the organization. Assign and train someone to keep the financial records in an honest and orderly way. If the organization does not meet government requirements for finances, correct this immediately. Submit all required reports, taxes, etc. to the government. If the organization is violating any biblical principles regarding finances, correct these immediately. Identify ways to increase the percentage of the budget that goes to evangelism, that actually spreading of the gospel. Identify new sources of income that can be delivered and developed for this organization. Make a plan to eliminate debts of the organization. Facilities. Make a list of things in the present facilities which need improvement. For example, what needs repair, paint, new signs, general cleaning, etc. Plan who will do what by when. Plan the new facilities that are needed. No matter how small the organization or how poor its people, by faith, make plans to meet this need with the help of the Lord. If the facilities do not meet standards of the local government where they are located, make the necessary repairs to come up to the required standards. Repair or replace broken equipment. Begin to save for new equipment that will help the organization better achieve its purposes. Where applicable, purchase adequate insurance for buildings and equipment to cover replacement costs if they are damaged. Where applicable, institute changes to cut the cost of utilities, heating, cooling, electricity. Planning. If there are no written plans, meet with key leaders of the organization to make plans. If there are written plans but they are not effective, meet with key leaders to make new plans. Plans should relate to God's purposes, relate to the purpose of the organization. State what is to be done, by whom, by when, and if applicable, include the cost. Be written so they can be evaluated to determine whether or not they were accomplished. Include ways to improve weaknesses of the organization. Include ways to use strengths of the organization. Include steps to improve the resources, personnel, finances, facilities. Include steps to improve programs of the ministry. Programs. Study the current programs of the ministry, which do not contribute to the unique purpose of the organization. How can they be reorganized to contribute to the purpose? Should they be eliminated? Study the current programs which do not contribute to God's purpose of spreading the gospel to all nations. Can they be reorganized to contribute to His purposes? If not, eliminate these programs. Make plans to reorganize any current program which needs reorganization. Make a list of what needs to be done, by whom, and by when. Make plans for starting new programs that will help the organization better achieve its purposes in God's plan. Eliminate any programs in which the organization is engaged which are contrary to scriptural principles. If there are no programs contributing to the spiritual growth of members of this organization, start one. If an organization is to achieve its purposes, its members must grow spiritually. Plan for times of prayer, worship, Bible study, and opportunities for ministering one to another. Miscellaneous. If there is no doctrinal statement, meet with leaders and prepare one in writing. People need to know what the organization believes and the biblical basis for such beliefs. The Harvest Time International Institute course, Management by Objectives, includes a sample doctrinal statement. What other miscellaneous items did you identify in your analysis which need attention or correction? List these and make a plan to deal with each. Make a plan to cooperate with other Christian organizations in your area for the purposes of spreading the gospel. How can you eliminate any present problems and work together for God's kingdom? If you are a member of the organization which you analyzed, how will you use your spiritual gifts to contribute towards the fulfillment of God's purposes for this organization? An organizational checklist. There are several questions an organization can ask about itself in determining whether or not it is ready to minister to a particular people. Here are some questions to consider. Do we have enough information about this people? Do we really understand them? Have we adequate information at hand? Have we done adequate research? Are we already working in this country? If we are not working in this country, do we understand the complexities of working within this particular national boundary? Have we ever worked with similar people in a similar culture? What have we learned from this? Were we effective? If we were not effective, why do we think we will be effective now? Do we have people available, or will we have to train them? Do we have adequate, mature leadership to move into the field? What would be the size of the people that we think will be needed to reach this particular people? How long do we think it will take before a church is planted? How long do we think it will take before that church has the ability to evangelize the people within its own group? Are we able to expand the present organization to carry the additional responsibility? Should we move from the place we are now working? Is this an opportunity for withdrawal? Can we expect support from those who give us financial support? Will we be able to communicate what we are doing in such a way as to build the necessary prayer support? Will our present structure fit this new need, or will we have to change our structure? Are we able to change? Will we be able to work with others who are working in this country or among this people? Will we be welcomed by the local church that may be there or others working among this people? Is there another organization that can do just as good a job as we could? Why are we the ones? Have we really sought the mind of the Spirit? Has God specifically called and burdened us for this people? For further study, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 through Revelation 3:22, these chapters present God's analysis of seven Christian organizations, which were churches located through Asia. Complete the following chart: church location, their strengths, their weaknesses, and God's plan for improvement. So the church location would be Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And you would mark the strengths, weaknesses, and God's plan for improvement in each of these.